Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Maria's back. And the song is back.
I liked Sean was singing along to it there until he realised he was singing out loud and then he stopped.
Also realised that he's singing to his boss, she's going to be fired. Only the presenters get away with that. It's also not true. Anyway, Maria, now that the World Cup is no longer with us, what the hell are we supposed to do in our lives?
I wanted to fill you in on a couple of things that are coming back. So these would have been some of my favourite series last year.
Okay, but they're coming back for series two or three or whatever.
This is me giving you at least 2 weeks of a heads up so you can watch the first series if you haven't. So, Mr. Mercedes, you know, I would shout this from the rooftops.
Yeah, and you told me about this.
It's the best series I've seen ever, I think.
And I was like, okay, Maria, okay, I'll watch it. And, oh my God, Brendan Gleeson is in it.
Unbelievable. So
it's an American thing. He plays an Irishman because he never changes his accent.
Yeah.
In America, but it is so good.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just, it gets you from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like, it just grips you. But, so there's, I didn't know how there was going to be a season two.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you any spoilers for season one, but I didn't know how there was going to be. But apparently it's based on a trilogy of Stephen King novels.
Books, right.
Yeah, it's called the Bill Hodges trilogy. Brendan Gleeson, yeah. So the first one, Mr. Mercedes, the second one is Finders Keepers, and the third one is End of Watch. So it's based a year after everything that happened in season one.
Okay.
And that's all I'll tell you.
Do we have a release date yet?
So it's the 22nd of August in America. So, you know, I don't know, there's streams online and stuff like that that you might find, but
RGE had
it behind over here.
You're usually a bit behind,
so I don't know, it could be the end of August, it could be September, you know, that kind of way,
as they say in that famous ad, worth waiting for.
Absolutely. So that's season two of Mr. Mercedes. Ozark, did you watch Ozark?
I didn't, but I heard good things about Ozark.
Ozark is very good. It's Jason Bateman.
He's an accountant for the drug lords or something like that.
He gets caught up with drug lords.
Yeah.
He is an accountant.
Right.
Gets caught up with drug lords. Season one is on Netflix. I just binge watched season one and it was brilliant. Okay. I loved it. So it's coming back to Netflix with season two on the 31st of August. So it'll be 10-hour-long episodes, same as the last time.
And they'll all probably hit in the same day, will they?
Yes.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's very rare that they do one at a time.
Yeah.
So that's Ozark. Then The Sinner. Did you watch The Sinner? It was Jessica Biel.
Oh, I didn't watch this.
It's a murder mystery, except you know who does it. You just don't know why they did it.
Okay.
So it's kind of a, you know, backwards way of doing it, but it's really, really gripping. It's good. A lot of people said the first episode of the first season was quite gory. Once he got past that one scene,
it was all okay.
You know, there was a couple of, that's a bit weird. I'm not sure I really wanted to watch that, but there you go, it's gone. But it was a very, very good series. So that's coming back on the 1st of August.
Okay.
And that'll be on Netflix as well.
Brilliant.
There will be no Jessica Biel, but the storyline, you know, the story arc is the same. It's murder mystery, you know who did it, but not why they did it.
Okay.
And it'll be an 11-year-old boy.
Right. More Netflix stuff.
Yeah. Then just for this week, Suits is back on Thursday.
Meghan Markle is back. No, she's not in
anymore. She isn't. So season 7 was her last. Season 8 is back on Thursday on Netflix. Katherine Heigl is the new Meghan Markle in it. Now, she doesn't play the same character, she plays a different character.
Listen, Katherine Heigl, there's no way you're going to end up marrying a prince just like trying to step into Meghan's shoes.
And then my pick that I'm going to give to you is, have you heard of Sharp Objects? I think Emer could have spoken about this last week.
Okay.
Sharp Objects, it's Amy Adams.
Right.
And it's kind of that thriller, murder mystery.
Series.
It's a series, okay. And it's on Sky Atlantic. Now, it's on at 2 a.m. on a Monday. I don't think it's important enough to be getting up to watch it at that time. So it's also on at 9 p.m. On Mondays.
Okay, so I get, so 2 a.m. and then loads of hours later.
And then ages later, 9
okay,
p.m.
I get you.
So it's only, you'll have to catch up on Sky On Demand if you can.
To get
on the first
episode.
Okay. Yeah, so I watched that. Johnny thinks it's a slow burner. I was into it quite quickly, so I don't know. It's, you know,
well,
it just
depends
on who you are.
Yeah.
But it's very, very good and promises to get even better.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, Maria, thank you very much for doing your telly.
You're welcome.